Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Oh my gosh, we tracked her down. This is Ashley, and Ashley met, well, she thought she met her maker. It was really pretty scary, and the photos are frightening, but she survived a lightning strike. How are you today, Ashley?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. So what year did you graduate from York High School?
In December of 2019, I graduated early.
And you and your dad decided to go see the Yankees play in Tampa Bay. And did you ever make it to one of the games, one of the spring training games?
Yeah, actually, we made it to the first game we went to was Wednesday, the 30th. And then we wanted to go again Saturday, the 2nd. And we saw a good 5 innings before they called it.
Oh, so when they called it, you left the field, and that's when you got struck by lightning?
Yes, we were trying to find our car in the Raymond James Stadium parking lot.
Oh my gosh, so tell everybody what happened, because the injuries on you and your dad are horrifying. When I saw the pictures, I'm like, all right, you're lucky to be alive, Ashley.
Yeah, so we were leaving the game. We actually had spent some time in the souvenir shop. It's weird to think that if we just bought a few more souvenirs or a few less, that we could have avoided the whole thing. But we saw some thunder and lightning, but it wasn't close to us. It was pretty far in the distance. So we figured we could make it run out to the car. And, my dad had decided that, the best idea would be to hide under the trees, although I advised against it.
and he would have been wise to listen to you.
Yeah, he thought he knew where the car was. So a little tip for everyone, don't listen to your dad when he says he knows where the car is.
or to duck under a tree in a lightning storm.
That too. So we stopped briefly. He pulled out the remote clicker to set off the alarm of our rental car. I had bent down to adjust my shoe when I saw this bright flash and the loudest boom we've ever heard. It almost like a bomb went off. And my ears were ringing. Next thing I know, I see my dad going through the air, smacking his head on the ground. He's not moving. He's not talking. And I'm flying through the air. I actually got blasted out of my shoes and landed about 6 feet away from where I was originally standing. I landed on the pavement and was just trying to steady my breath, trying to figure out whether or not I was going to die. And eventually, probably about 10 seconds later, I'm not exactly sure everything happened in slow motion, but my dad was calling out to me for help, because he thought he had a stroke. He was knocked unconscious and he didn't know I had been hurt. His back was to the flash. He had no idea we were hit by lightning. I remained conscious the whole time, so I knew exactly what had happened. And once I knew my dad was alive, he was paralyzed at the time, but he was alive. I was screaming out for help, and my right arm and my left leg were both paralyzed.
I saw your neck is black and blue. Is that where the lightning hit you? Did it hit you in your neck, or how did your neck become all injured?
I was wearing a necklace that actually got so hot it melted through my skin. And I went back after we got discharged from the hospital to try to find it, but it's gone.
Oh, my gosh. This is crazy. So this is Ashley, and it's Moberg, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's 19. She's from Elmhurst. She and her dad went to Tampa to see the Yankees play, got struck by lightning. Your dad thought he had a stroke. Did they ever tell you what kind of lightning struck you? Because I looked up some details. I needed to know more. And it said there are 5 types of lightning. There is like a direct strike, a side flash, a ground current, conduction lightning, and streamers, and they can all kill people, but the direct strike sounds like what you might have experienced.
Well, so I have actually a background on lightning. I did a lot of research on it prior to this even happening. And we went back after we got discharged from the hospital, so we speculated a little bit and drew the conclusion that it was a ground current strike. Direct hit, usually there's an entry and exit wound similar to a bullet, where the bolt goes in and out of your skin. So we didn't have that. So we knew it wasn't a direct hit. And then we thought it could have been the side flash, but the tree that we were by wasn't burnt anywhere. It wasn't damaged. So we knew it didn't hit the tree. It actually, and the with based on our injuries, the ground current strike, because it launched us to the air, it seems the most reasonable that it enters in at your feet where you're standing on the ground, and we were standing in about a half inch of water, and then goes through your body and comes out the top, which is why we would have been launched. And the bottom by the roots of the tree was actually a little burned from soaking up the electricity from the ground.
What kind of shoes did you have on?
Yeah, that was just about to say. The paramedics, I was wearing some sneakers that had rubber soles, and my dad was wearing boat shoes, like deck shoes that had rubber soles. And they said that those had saved our lives because they deflected enough of the electricity.
Absolutely, because often, as you're right, that exits through the bottom of your feet. And boy, can you imagine if you had shoes on that had any kind of metal like the necklace you were wearing? Holy
smokes. Oh, yeah. We actually do have burns on our ankles and our legs as well. They're very random. My dad more so than me, because he was wearing blue jeans that were a lot more soaked. I was wearing shorts, so I wasn't quite as wet. But also with a ground strike, the bigger you are, the worse your chances, because the electricity spends more time in your body. So my dad ended up with the worst injuries, even though the lightning was closer to where I was.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to be talking to you because you're alive, because the injuries I see in your body and the story you're telling is frightening. This is going to stay with you forever. I mean, you know, watch out for PTSD, because it will hit at some point.
Yeah, actually, it was a couple of days ago in Chicago here. It was raining, and I went to go let my dog out, and my dad went to go get the mail, and we had frozen at the door. It was so eerie that it was raining. It brought us back to the moment, but we didn't let it stop us. My dad threw a jacket out and then went out and got the mail, and I let my dog out. And we were all right, but
Glad you're all right.
Yeah, the thing that's actually sticking with us the most isn't the lightning strike itself. It's everybody who reached out after. The Yankees, they have my autographed ball in the mail, and they're sending us some tickets. And the hospital staff, the paramedics, everybody was great. The man who stopped actually has reached out to me as well to see how we're doing. And people in Tampa, random people we didn't know, strangers, were offering us their houses, their cars, anything that they could do to help us while we were there. So actually, the positive response we've received is what's sticking with us the most, the kindness that we've experienced.
I think that's a beautiful thing to point out, because there is good in the world. And I'm so happy you're alive and your dad is doing well. And thank you for sharing your story on WGN.
Of course. Thank you so much.